The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. We're back here at 8 a.m. Central Time on this Wednesday, our hump day edition. Right now, where we've got a 10% off site-wide sale with free shipping with orders $250 and up. Let's see what's going on here. Well, I have in my hot little hand right here, if you can look in the video, if you're watching us streaming live, it's a bottle of Strauss Heart Drops, and this is the 3.4 fluid ounce. You can actually take this with you on the plane as long as you put it in your quart bag so people can see it, and they probably will ask you, well, wait a minute, heart drops. Are you okay? Is this some sort of medicine? And you go, well, I'll let Wayne Elliott explain that. Good morning, Wayne. How are you, sir?
Morning. Always well. Thanks, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Now, you've been, you're the health and wellness educator. You've been on hundreds of radio programs. You've treated your own debilitating angina and heart arrhythmia. We've had people call up asking about Strauss products, like, can you take Strauss heart drops if you have a pacemaker? And I'm like, well, I don't see why you couldn't. Let's ask Wayne.
Yeah, no question about it. There's no, certainly no contraindications with any device like that. No contraindications with any man-made chemical pharma drug. They're as different as food and drugs, really, Dave.
Right, so now, you came into the relationship with Strauss Naturals long ago, and you've been one of the leading proponents ever since.
Yeah, you bet. I found Strauss just in time. Very, very lucky, really. After what's now been confirmed was a heart attack 35 years ago at age 35, when I caught myocarditis and after the last bout of COVID. Almost a year ago now, test confirmed that it was a heart attack. I always said I had an attack in my front lawn. I knew it was a heart attack, but I didn't do anything about it until I found Strauss 6 years later, Dave. And, of course, by that time, I had all the angina symptoms. I had an irregular heartbeat. I'll never know how close I was to losing
not
it.
Not being on the show, yeah.
Right, until I found those, or they found me, and the rest is history. I mean, it just changed my life. My life for these past 35 years has been, I've been very healthy. I've not taken so much as an aspirin now in all this time, no chemical drugs. And, I'll always remain grateful for these natural products, that's for sure.
So the thing is that the Strauss products, which we have at the Power Mall, we have all the Strauss products, right? And
right.
Here's the thing, and it's 10% off of the site-wide sale, and it's free shipping with $250 and up. But the Strauss products are drop-shipped directly from Strauss, so that makes it kind of neat. The immune support, I want to go through the list of all the Strauss products in case people are not familiar with it. We have a lot of people out there that don't have internet that can't surf. And see what's on our website at thepowermall.com. And a lot of them have requested catalogs, but the catalog only lists the product. It really doesn't have a lot of information. So that's why I want to talk about this for people that are up in the air about decision-making and what to do. And the fact that you, yes, can take in combination, because the older we get, I have a bottle right here of the prostate support drops. It's spearmint flavor. That's a full bottle. It's a 7.6 fluid ounce. And I take that every day as well, because the older we get, the more we need it. So, the prostate formula, your dad apparently took this a long time ago at your recommendation.
He did, and Boston Medical Center canceled his removing his prostate just as years before Dave, they had canceled his open heart surgery because of the stroke's heart drops. That was fabulous. You know, these products really work. I mean, there's so much historical scientific proof of the various ingredients and, you know, the synergy of them working together. I mean, I just don't think these products can be beat. The heart drops, you know, the CardioCalm, the cardio support, which is to help us rebuild any damaged heart cells, as well as what they did for me was the irregular heartbeat. So they're also for arrhythmia. If you have, if your heart is out of rhythm, that's twice they fixed that on me now, Dave. Once 30 years ago and once after this myocarditis, the kidney support, just fabulous. That's helped me, first of all, 30 years ago with high blood pressure. It turns out it was my kidneys that were the culprit. It's either your heart or your kidneys. Western medicine isn't able to tell us which. So, I mean, if you don't care, folks, you can take both the Stroh's heart drops and the kidney support. Both, you know, fabulous products. So there's the kidney support, the bladder formula, tremendously effective. If you have incontinence or trouble controlling your bladder, urgency, or going too many times a day. We're really only supposed to urinate about 8 times a day, Dave. And there's some people that just are constantly and through the night running to the washroom. So the bladder formula, just a great formula. The kidney formula is great. The kidney, bladder, and prostate for men all have the golden seal root. That's nature's best antibiotic herb. Because bacteria often is the culprit in our bladder, kidneys, and male prostate. And then Strauss makes some of the immune products, Immune Plus. It's a very strong formula, again, with golden seal root. Very effective. People generally only take that for 10 days. The smooth oregano. I love that smooth oregano. I could never take oil of oregano. I tried different times. It was just too strong, too hot, gave me indigestion. This smooth oregano is good tasting, and it works. So I just love that. And I'm able to take it very easily. You can put it in your water. You can take it straight. It's very effective. Excuse me. The Woman's Wonder. I'm thrilled that that product is back. And that's for our ladies, young ladies, teenage girls. And it's really to help at the time of their menstrual cycle. Some of our ladies have real trouble, you know, terrible cramps, miss work, miss school. Well, that Woman's Wonder is a fabulous formula, and taken a couple of days before the menstrual cycle starts, it both regulates that so that it will be every 28 days that the cycle will start, and just very effective, very, very effective. And some people, some women, have taken it 1 or 2 months and never had issues again, Dave. It's really an incredible product. That's why Strauss brought it back in popular demand.
Well, and I also, Wayne, I have a question here, not to interrupt, but, you know, when we're talking about what's been happening with this jab and what young women, pregnant women, women who are not pregnant but yet are having issues, women who have stopped having a flow, and all of a sudden they get the jab, and next thing you know, postmenopausal, they're having a flow again. And it's like, okay, do you think that is why Women's Wonder Drops is now becoming popular again? They're taking it to combat that?
I don't know. I don't know that, Dave. I honestly haven't excuse me, haven't had that said to me by anybody, but it's just the one thing about it, no matter what the reason is for your discomfort, these terrible cramps and so forth, it works very well. Where Strauss is waiting for approval for their menopause formula. Hmm. They have the approval for the formula. They need approval from Health Canada for a liquid form, which is what they want to make. But currently, apparently, a lot of women are taking the Women's Wonder. Well, they're in menopause and having some good results with it. Well, there are some similar herbs, of course, in each of the formulas, so we're not surprised. But just very effective. I mean, that's one thing about the Strauss formulas. Nobody ever says it doesn't work, you know, Dave. And well, it didn't work for me. We just never hear that. They're so effective. So, and
right,
of course, satisfaction is guaranteed. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. You cannot lose your money if you're not satisfied.
I appreciate that. Eric in Nebraska, you have a question for Wayne Elliott.
Yeah, I like the smaller bottles. You can be on more of the different formulas at once since it's cheaper that way. But I was wondering if it lowers the LDL cholesterol, the large cholesterol, because I'd heard that a high LDL cholesterol and a low insulin is what is a typical marker to live to be 100. And I didn't know if continued use on these herbs is good or you should just do it intermittent, because there's a book out, I think by the name is Whitman, Delicious Poisons of Spices to Vices. So, last question, I guess, can you get out of the Great Lakes and scrap a sunken ship in Baltimore?
Yeah. Yeah, we go all over the place for work on ships. Yeah, I see that bad accident that just happened recently with the bridge. But the number one, yes, you can take these. I've been taking the Strauss Heart Drops now for 30 years nonstop. I will never stop taking them. I was obviously, like others in my family, prone to clogging arteries and have had the heart attack, and I mean, I don't want that again. I've been so lucky, though. I've never had one of the surgeries, never had one of the procedures, never had stents, never taken a statin drug, and I never will. Not for $1 million would I ever take one pill. I believe they're the most insidious pharmaceutical on the market. Don't take blood thinners. You just take those heart drops, and my heart's very strong. Going through that myocarditis, which was difficult, I believe the reason that I made it through and recovered much faster than any of the young people that I knew that got it, was that my heart was so strong, and I credit that to the Strauss Heart Drops and the cardio support. So yes, you can keep taking them, any of these formulas. They're just good for you. You cannot hurt yourself. It's impossible. Like, you can't hurt yourself unless you're allergic to something. You can't hurt yourself with plums and prunes and asparagus and any other natural food. But these are all natural ingredients, Eric. So I recommend you take them, and take them as long as you think you need to. The Strauss Heart Drops really should be taken for at least a year to do the job thoroughly. Clear out any of that cholesterol that's restricting or blocking blood flow.
Well, and there is one thing.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I think it did. Because he wanted to know if you could just intermittently take it and then just quit. Now, I wouldn't imagine that, because, I mean, this is aged garlic extract. That's the primary ingredient here. It says, consult a health professional before use if you are pregnant, nursing, or taking any drugs for a medical condition. And obviously, that has to be put on there to satisfy the authorities. But
that's the only reason it's on there.
I mean, this is the thing. Everything that's in here is all natural. It's all natural.
I mean,
I'm looking at the ingredients. We're talking about hawthorn. We're talking about motherwort. We're talking mistletoe, even.
European mistletoe, bilberry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White willow bark. I mean, God, I mean, this is all natural stuff. And, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of doctors out there. Have you gotten any pushback from the medical community when you're sitting there talking about this stuff? Because I know if you were there for a checkup and you tell them and the doctor says, well, you seem healthy. How are you managing that? And you say, I take Strauss Hot Drops. Do you get any pushback from mainstream medicine over that?
No, I never have. I was always, I had a wonderful man as a doctor in our little town, and I pushed him for years and tried to get him to take heart drops. Finally, he had the heart attack, and he's still alive, but he doesn't practice anymore, and just could not get his head around this business about blood cholesterol, you know, which is, I believe, the biggest myth in medicine, that in the human body, is that high blood cholesterol it needs to be treated, when 8 out of 10 heart attack victims have low blood cholesterol, like me. It's not floating in your blood because it's stuck somewhere. That's when it's a problem, Dave, not when it's floating. Your body may be working perfectly normal when your blood cholesterol level is high. That cholesterol could be moving to you for you to dispose of in the restroom, in the washroom. It's when it's stuck somewhere in our arteries, in our carotid arteries, gives us heart attacks, strokes, which are brain attacks. So, excuse me, this high blood cholesterol business, in my opinion, is 100% nonsense. And we're doing the exact opposite to what history and the facts have shown. You know, when I started taking it, I was clogged up pretty good, Dave, back 30 years ago. And my blood cholesterol level, I only go about every 5 years for blood tests most of my life. Well, when this happened and I started on Strauss, I went every 5 or 6 months. It made sense to me that, now, first of all, my blood cholesterol level almost tripled. It almost tripled. My doctor was a little freaked out. I said, Doc, I'm feeling like $1 million. You know, and he just couldn't get his head around that. And the reason I went every 5 or 6 months, Dave, it seemed to me that when my blood cholesterol level then lowered back to where it was when I wasn't well and had the heart attack, it would mean I was cleaned out, that most of my any restrictions were eliminated, and that's exactly what happened. But my blood cholesterol level almost tripled for over a year. Now, I tell you, there's only one thing I felt, and that was stronger and more energy every day. My doctor could see it. I don't know why he was afraid to take these, you know, and then look what happened to him.
I know.
Prevention is a great idea.
It is. And I just wonder, because of the fact that we have an issue in society today with obesity, and so many people have just capitulated to government, capitulated to big pharma, and they all want to take these statin drugs you spoke of earlier, and they are no good. They've been told they got high blood pressure, and I think a lot of that is behavioral in nature. I think stress causes it. In addition to, I mean, the body is reacting to this, but, you know, if you're diabetic, this is where I was going with this conversation. The question is what of the Strauss line do you normally see diabetics taking?
Strauss heart drops, 100%. That is such a great move for people with diabetes. The things I've seen, and the people that have lost toes and so forth, and didn't lose any more. I can just, as so many people go through my mind as we talk about this. Diabetics' biggest issue is blood flow, circulation. So, excuse me, along with anyone who's had a heart attack or has angina or has bypass surgery, the diabetics, it's just very important. They're right up there as well at the top of the list as candidates that really should consider the Strauss heart drops, Dave. I can't say that enough. Diabetics really can suffer, you know, pain in their feet, actually lose parts of themselves, their toes, their legs, their feet, their eyesight. Blood flow is just the most important body function we have. There is no more important function. That's why we have 50,000 kilometers of vessels and veins inside us, because every single cell needs the blood, or it just won't do as well, or we'll have real problems. Every cell, from the hair in our head to our toenails, needs blood.
I get that. Well, the thing is, too, with diabetes, a lot of it has to do with blood sugar. And that's the biggest problem. And these people that are on blood sugar monitors that are having high readings, you know, I mean, this is a different, I don't know, is it a different issue than, I mean, you're just replacing what you're taking. I mean, diet certainly would factor into this, but, you know, just eat stuff with less sugar. But the heart drops, they're influential in basically stabilizing the body as far as keeping the keeping all your channels open.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, you bet. There's been so many people that had lost a leg, unfortunately, lost some toes, but didn't lose any other parts of their body or lose their eyesight. It's really a... I always thought Jim Strauss should have got the Nobel Prize for this heart drops formula, Dave. I mean, it saved my life. And so many others, changed both my folks' life and extended them. I just know so many people, of course, that have done so well on them. And you just can't convince me it's not the thing to do. And I'll never stop taking them, Dave. It's 30 years now, and I don't see any reason to stop. I've had such good luck, good success with them. I'm not stopping. It's not terribly expensive to take. It's about $1 a day. Same as a drive-through small cup of coffee, I guess.
There you go. See, we got the heart drops in both regular, original, which is what I take, and the cinnamon formula as well. And cinnamon's good for you as well, but we got them in the 3.4 fluid ounce and the 7.6 fluid ounce at the Power Mall. Now, we also have something in the 3.4 fluid ounce size called immune support drops. Can you elaborate on that? What are they?
Yeah, how do they work? Very strong. Very strong. They have the... golden seal root, and really those drops should only be taken for a maximum of 10 or 12 days. They're very efficient at killing bacteria, but they will kill the good and bad bacteria, all of it. So that's why we say a couple of weeks only on that formula. And it's always good to take a probiotic. Same thing with the oregano. Oregano is so powerful. You're always good to take a probiotic. Do take them 2 hours apart from each other. The smooth oregano or the immune, and the probiotic. Leave a couple hours in between them. But
yeah, that's a
powerful.
New one I hadn't heard yet.
Yeah, very powerful, very effective, and. You don't stay on the immune support for long periods of time, and you shouldn't need to either. Very effective formula.
I'm concerned because of the fact that people that have taken the jab, and here's something, folks, we have talked about this on the show before. We still get phone calls from folks, and they are concerned because they want their loved ones to have stuff, and they buy it, and they give it to them, and then they don't use it. People that have had the jab or have issues with their immune systems, and they're trying to fight back, you know, with like COVID and getting COVID repeatedly, I would think that this immune support would help you get through that period of time where you think you might be affected by stuff like this.
Yeah. You know, to be honest, Dave, I didn't take the, immune formula. I was taking the smooth oregano. I was taking, Agrumax. I was taking large doses of Strauss heart drops, Strauss kidney formula, and Strauss cardio formula because the myocarditis sent my blood pressure all over the map. and my irregular heartbeat, the arrhythmia came back after 30 years of perfect heart rhythm and 120 over 70 blood pressure. No matter what I did, that was steady as the sun coming up every day. Well, the myocarditis changed that. My arrhythmia went as high as 200 beats a minute. I couldn't breathe. And the blood pressure was, as I say, all over the place, very high. And all I took, and I recovered in half the time of the three young people that their parents work with us, with our company, an 18-year-old young man, 20-year-old young man, and a 30-year-old young lady. I recovered much faster than all of them, less than half the time, and I'm 70. I turned 70 this year, so I was 69 when I had the myocarditis. And inside of 3 months, Dave, I was back in the garage with my old friend doing light weights, mind you. I didn't go right back at it full throttle. I don't lift real heavy weights anyway, but I started working out at that point. They were all 6 months before they could lift anything heavier than their wallet. And
wow.
That's what they were told. So I don't know. I just, you know me, you guys know me a long time. I trust in these products. I wasn't going to take. The other thing that bothered me, Dave, was, and no disrespect to doctors, okay, myocarditis, I guess, was very, very uncommon until COVID and perhaps the vaccine was very uncommon. But these three young people I mentioned to you, they in three different hospitals they were in intensive care and in the ward. I was not. They were each on a different drug regime. There wasn't one pill common between the three of them. And that I must say, shook me up. I thought, holy doodle.
Yeah.
The doctors aren't. This is in the same city, too, Dave. This isn't like you're on the other side of the world in another hospital. This is the same city. Hamilton, Ontario is Canada's medical city, if there is such a thing.
I was going to ask you also, and I don't mean to interrupt, Wayne. We have a minute left. I wanted you to cover the travel bug drops because we hadn't talked about that in a while.
Great stuff. Great for your kids. Great tasting. Kids love it. It's very sweet, like candy. And it really is for travel, motion sickness, car, boat, airplane. Is really what it's for. Health Canada insisted we put on the strokes, put on the bottle. It's good for upper respiratory as well. So just a great thing to take. If you're going to travel on vacation, just a wonderful thing to take a week before and while you're gone, and maybe a week when you get home. You can certainly take it every day. Safe for expecting moms, safe for young children. So it's a great formula, Dave.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And it comes in the travel size of 3.4 fluid ounce. Wayne Elliott, thank you so much for enlightening us further on the Strauss products. Available at the Power Mall with the 10% off site-wide sale going on right now till the end of the week. We'll be right back after these important messages. Stay with us.
MD ophthalmologist Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties. when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646. uscoincapital.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. here in this hump day edition of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger back with you and Fred Deshepsky. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning,
you
Dave.
You always say this is the fastest 30 minutes. We blow right through. You know, it's like, wow, you know, at least people are paying attention. That's what's important. Yes. If you don't know who Fred is, Fred runs U.S. Coin Capital, and he has a .com after that. And so, you know, he has a toll-free number you can call. He is a numismatic gold investment professional. This is what he does. He's been at it for 40 years. He has, the influence, psychology, political science, economics. The guy's a brainiac when it comes to this. We have these discussions. No, credit where credit is due, Fred. I mean, come on. I mean, that's why you're one of our big sponsors here, and people need to take advantage of the fact that, you know, you are dealing in gold and silver. And right now, that is key in surviving what could be potentially a future disaster in our economy.
Well, we certainly have an awful lot of problems. There are growing concerns around the world from more and more prevalent people that are beginning to express this real doubt about the ability of the federal government in the United States to perpetuate the way that we're currently operating, which is we stand now again at $34 trillion worth of debt. It's climbing at a more rapid pace than ever before. Yeah, we talked about how much the government had to sell last year in treasuries in order to maintain itself. And it set a record by having to push out into the open market more debt than any country had ever sold in a single year. And now we're on a pace this year, 2024, to completely blow past that. The sizes and the sales of the bond auction since January 1st have been nothing short of record-setting and staggering. And I'm concerned, as are many, that the sustainability of being able to push out this much debt perpetually is going to become more and more problematic. And I looked back at the last time that this went off the rails, because every once in a while, they just sort of seem to lose control. You know, I look at this like we're building a ladder out of rickety chairs on top of one another, and we just keep building it higher and higher, but the foundation is not solid. And when it tips over, you know, it gets incredibly ugly. And, you know, even though it's only been a decade or so, well, 15 years, I think people have almost forgotten how bad it was the last time the whole thing fell over. So back in 2008, you know, if we think about what the market crash looked like, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae had to be taken over by the United States government. We had the banking institution of Merrill Lynch that had to be sold to Bank of America. I mean, this was Merrill Lynch. This was a financial institution that had been around in the United States for 100 years. Lehman Brothers, which had been around for 150 years, went bankrupt. And Lehman Brothers, I mean, if you go back to Shearson Lehman, these were the big investment banks in the 1980s. They were a huge player in the economy. They were wiped out completely in 2008. And then the Fed had to bail out, of course, American International Group, AIG, and Washington Mutual was sold to J.P. Morgan. And then the Treasury Secretary had to come before Congress and beg for an immediate cash infusion of $700 billion. By Monday, it was basically, look, give us this money or the entire U.S. economy is done. We're going to default. The whole thing falls apart. Okay, so we came through that in 2008. Where we are now is we have piled up so much more debt and obligation that the next time this thing tips over, I just wonder whether or not there's any kind of structure left to ever support it. So if we're teeter-tottering on a point of, you know, potential problems like this, it seems to me self-evident that people should diversify their wealth to have some sort of minimal protection. And this is why, you know, and I know you've talked about this, but this is why I have this soulful belief, you know, this deep-hearted sense of reality in dealing with physical gold and silver, because it's real money. It's not based on faith. It's not based on a government's valuation. It's not based upon people arguing and deciding whether or not they think it has value. It has intrinsic value and has for thousands of years. And if there's ever been a time in American history where people should be looking to have some wealth protection, it certainly is now.
And see, I'm looking at Government National Mortgage Association Guaranteed REMIC Pass-Through Securities Ginnie Mae REMIC Trust 2017-122, $235,222,118 is what it's valued at. And this is a base offering circular dated March 1st. I pulled this out of my files. I've got stuff on Fannie, Freddie, and Ginnie. They're holding 60% of all the securitized portfolios in the country right now. And it says right there on the front page, Ginnie Mae will guarantee the timely payment of principal and interest on the securities. Ginnie Mae guarantee is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States of America. It says so it right on the, and if they're paying the payments every month, how then can anybody be in default on a loan if the United States government is guaranteeing it? I mean, isn't this where the real problem lies? Is we've got what, a quadrillion worth of these securities out there, and this is what everybody is betting on?
So it's become a security. Effectively, it's become no different than a treasury obligation. And again, if the government becomes the backstop, it's really problematic. What you want is a true capitalist economy, an unencumbered capitalist economy, a laissez-faire type where the government's hands are removed from interference so that the free markets control what's happening. If the real estate market is crappy, well, then prices should go down. There shouldn't be an artificial stimulus supporting it. If the stock market is not performing, valuations should go down. We shouldn't be providing free money at zero interest so that corporations can prop up stocks to artificially raise values. The more we deal in non-reality, the more we subject ourselves to potential problems for these things unwinding. So it's kind of like, again, building a house on a solid foundation or building a house on paper. You know, if you're going to build it on crap and there's nothing fundamentally supporting the weight, eventually you may run into a problem. And I don't want to be the guy that figures this out a day after the whole thing, you know, just implodes. And there's a lot of ways that this can go off the rails. And the more games that we play and the more parts of the economy that are controlled by artificial entities supporting value, the more that we're not dealing in reality and the more the opportunities are for problems to exhibit themselves. And it's the public that gets screwed because, you know, like you said, Ginnie Mae, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, they'll stand behind the government obligations. The banks won't lose any money. They'll all get bailed out.
Think about all the bailouts
that occurred in 2008. None of those guys lost any money. None of those guys went to jail. None of them experienced any problems, except perhaps Lehman. Okay, we'll give it to them. They got screwed, but they were the sacrificial lamb. You know, somebody had to take it on the chin. The public wouldn't have accepted a $700 billion bailout without hanging somebody. So Lehman took it on the chin. But who's it going to be next time? You know,
yeah.
Who's it going to be this round?
But we're all risking our money in the markets and betting on these treasuries. And the thing is we, the people, are suffering for it. And I can tell just by the way you talked in the last few sentences you just said, you're a big fan of John Locke.
Yep.
I'm holding in my hand a book that was printed in 1912, and it says it right there, 1912, Chicago, from the Open Court Publishing Company. This is a book called Locke's Essays of Human Understanding. So, you know, see, this is the thing. We're all big fans of John Locke, I could tell.
Sure. Think about how important this was back in 1912. Okay, we didn't have media like we have now. Obviously, there was no social media. None of these things existed. It was all controlled by books and newspapers. Now, back in 1912, when the election came up, Kuhn Loeb, which was the marketing agent and the investment banking firm that belonged to Paul Warburg, who was the author of the Federal Reserve Act, Kuhn Loeb actually financed all three of the presidential candidates in 1912. William Howard Taft, Roosevelt, and Woodrow Wilson were all financed by Kuhn Loeb. So
Wow. They
didn't care who won. They had it locked any way they had it. And they used the newspapers that they owned to send out a signal to America after the 1907 money panic that they needed to do something. And one of these guys was going to be your savior. So the public was bombarded with newspaper articles, which were owned and controlled by the bankers, trying to support the future presidential candidates that would give them, the bankers, what they wanted, which was control over the monetary system in America. This is eventually what led Woodrow Wilson to sign on to the Federal Reserve Act in 1912, which became law in January of 1913. And this is how we ended up with a Federal Reserve banking system, is because in the 1912 election era, it was all media controlled by who owned the newspapers. So now here we are in a modern era. I mean, we are, you know, think about technologically, we're worlds away. I mean, we're like a planet away from where we were in 1912. The sophistication of what occurs now, so much more complicated. Can an average person discern an AI comment as not being authentic? I mean, can we make that distinction anymore? And how much of this crap are we going to see in the next 9 months between now and the election? It's going to be really interesting to watch
yeah.
the evolution of what we're going to have to deal with in the next 9 months.
And now we got into a little tete-a-tete this morning on the air about Nicole Shanahan being named. And I look at this and I look at the financial stability of America right now and where we're headed and the fact that there is so much arguendo. And I'm just like, look, I'm taking a wait and see attitude on this. But, you know, regarding the elections, the upcoming elections, we're facing a possibility for the 12th Amendment with RFK Jr. in there because people will vote for the lesser of two evils and they don't want Biden. So they vote for him. The thing is our whole economy right now is in a complete state of disarray. People need to be thinking about investing in gold and silver coin. We've got the possibility of World War III, electromagnetic pulse. We've got warmongers in Congress right now that basically are self-serving and don't care. I mean, it's become very apparent. And I mean, you know, it's like, what's a mother to do? Not serve your family total. It's like, look, you need to start investing in gold and silver and start getting your own financial house in order. Because like these, all these securities out there that are into the quadrillions, you get an EMP attack and this government is on a level playing field with the rest of us. They're not going to help you.
No, and it's going to be extremely difficult if there's anything like that, because so much of what we're doing right now is in that electronic world. So, you know, I know personally I would have a lot of trouble, except I do own a lot of gold and silver coins, so perhaps I'm better positioned to negotiate if things really go that far off the rails. But otherwise, I face the same problem. If my phone's down, well, and, you know, or my computer doesn't have electricity to run, well, I can't access my checking accounts or my savings accounts or stock account or anything that I have that's electronic that I look at every day. I can't get there. So can I do anything with it? Can I physically still go to my bank and withdraw money? What's it going to look like if that stuff goes off the rails? So I really like the idea of the, you know, the physical ownership of actual real money in the possession of the investor. I just think it's less reliant on other entities, and I don't trust the other entities enough to say, I'm going to be comfortable with everything I've done in my life and put it in your hands, Mr. Government, and allow you to control the value of the money that I'm going to try to use later on in my life. I've been watching the value of money erode since I was a kid, and it is getting perpetually worse. Expenses and costs are climbing at a much faster pace than wages, and I don't see any way that that's going to stop. And if we keep encouraging this by perpetually putting people into power who don't understand the fundamental flaw with the government running up deficits and not controlling its spending, we are all going to experience a lot of problems going forward that people can prepare for now with a little bit of diversification. So I am a huge fan for those that don't own physical wealth, that everybody should have a little bit of silver or gold in their possession, just as mere simple wealth protection.
Well, see, and that's the other thing that I was going to ask you as a follow-up. I don't even know if I've asked you this before, Fred, because we go into quantity, because people are calling me and they're asking me, look, I really want to call Fred. I really want to buy some gold and silver. And like, what do we do and how much do we own? And I said, look, there's a big difference between face value and the cost of acquiring face value. And now the average person per family member recommended, how much should you have for each person in your family face value?
Well, that's a great question. It's a good way to look at it. You know, I've always looked at this in percentages. You know, I think if you have 15 or 20% of your total net worth in the physical world, you're going to be far better off than if you have anything less than that. I look at that as the absolute minimum. And generally speaking, if you want to look at it in terms of face value quantities, a bag of junk silver, as they call it, or a bag of pre-64 coins, is $1,000 in face value. It's about $22,000 or $23,000 in value and the amount of silver that's in it. But a full bag per family member seems to be a great standard that has held up very, very well over the decades as a, well, you know, just sort of a base case, as a kind of a plan for people to work at. And that's something that people can accumulate in one shot or over a period of time. I know a lot of people accumulate a little silver here and there whenever they have a couple extra bucks. I've watched people do this for 15, 20, 25 years and never spent more than a few hundred dollars at a time and ended up with a great stockpile of cash. Now, we do have a minimum $1,000 order for our company, but there are ways for people to accumulate any quantity of silver or gold over time. And I think it's prudent to do that. And for most people that I talk to, it does provide them with a sense of wellness, kind of a foundation that they feel comfortable with, knowing at least they have this physical stuff. I'm also curious about what your listening audience has been thinking about. I mean, Kennedy is an interesting dynamic to come into the campaign, because other than that, and again, I've been wrong about the last couple elections, so don't take me at face value, but I thought for sure that Hillary, you know, was going to be our president, and, you know, I've been wrong a couple of times, but it seems to me that people want Trump. In other words, the people that are voting for Trump, they want him as president. I think what I'm getting, and I could be wrong, what do you think from your listening audience? I think the people that are voting for Biden It's not that they want Biden. They just don't want Trump. So I think the Biden vote is sort of a defense vote. It's not that they're saying, hey, this is our guy. We believe in this guy, and we think this is the man to run our country. I think they're voting for him because they just hate Trump. Whereas I think the Trump voters are saying, we want him to be our president. What's your sense from your audience?
Well, we're kind of a mixed bag here, but there's a lot of people that would vote for Trump again just purely because of the fact that he's not per se a politician. He is. And folks, if you want to chime in, the phone lines are open at 844-769-2944, and you can let Fred know personally how you feel about it. But I'm speaking for the majority of the calls we've taken. If I had to take a poll, a majority of the people are going to vote for Trump because they like the way he ran the country as a CEO and not one of these 40-year politicians that hasn't gotten anything done except scream and yell at people and go, come on, man. And so, you know, I mean, they're voting for stupidity. And it's like, look, they all know, everybody that is voting for Trump knows that Obama is probably running the Biden administration. And if he gets elected again, it's going to be another 4 years of Obama. I mean, that's what everybody on this channel thinks. And so, you know, they're voting for Trump. And then you get some people that say, I'll never vote for Trump, but I'll vote for someone in the alternative, like my vote doesn't matter, and I'm just going to stay home and not vote.
Which, and that's the worst.
That's good. Yeah, it's going to hurt the campaign. So yep. The thing is, when it comes to election cycles, and it comes to the value, the face value of how we look at ourselves and our own, I mean, we're really now, are we in a position that we have to stop depending on government for things and start depending on ourselves? Because
absolutely,
right now, anybody that's invested in Bitcoin, I really feel sorry for you, because it's as much ether as turning a switch and there goes the electricity. You have no access to your Bitcoin either. And neither does the government. They don't have access to any of it. I mean, no. The counties are not going to have access to your tax records. They're not going to be able to come up and say, okay, you owe us this, and if you don't pay it, we're going to foreclose on your house for non-payment of taxes. I mean, how's it going to work when there's no juice?
Everybody's going to be facing the same problem. So I do really believe fundamentally in that personal responsibility. I think that is essential. You know, the concept of America from our foundation was sovereignty. The idea that, you know, a sovereign king had the benefit of not having to answer to anybody. He didn't have a Congress that he needed to respond to, or a Senate. He didn't care what other politicians thought. He was sovereign king, could make his own decisions, and people had to accept it. Regardless of whether he was a smart king or a dumb king, you were liable for the results of whatever the king thought. That concept of sovereignty flowed through to America, and the founding fathers believed that we each individually should feel that same sense of independence, that we're not obligated to a government. The government is here to help us and work for us, be of the people, for the people. That was the idea, not to be something that we're relying on it like a parent to take care of us. So I do believe individual Americans need to accept that responsibility. And that's part of the reason I've been a big proponent of owning gold and silver coins, because I don't think I would want to be in a position where I'm relying on the government and trusting them to manage my future money, because they've proven to me in my lifetime they're doing a crappy job at it. Why would I continue to hire a carpenter who can't build a straight line? You know, you're going to fire the guy and put somebody else in power who has a better sense of what his job is. The Federal Reserve's job was supposed to be supporting the value of the dollar and maintaining some level of employment. But since the Federal Reserve took over in 1913, the value of the U.S. dollar has lost 96 or 97% of its value. They're wow. not doing a good job. So if they're going to perpetuate this horrible job, why would we continue to want them to be in that position? So I'm going to step back and say, okay, I have two choices. Somehow get them out, which, you know, people have tried. Ron Paul has tried that for his entire lifetime. He can barely get Congress to agree to even audit the Fed, let alone end the Fed. We can't nationalize it, although that would be the smart thing. Simply put the Federal Reserve under the United States Treasury's auspices, and then we get control again, because we can vote people out of Congress and out of government. You can't vote people out of the Federal Reserve Bank. And then I would come back to the idea that individual Americans ought to wake up and say, I can't count on anybody else but me. I therefore need to take my own personal responsibility for my own actions and protect my own wealth. And that is why I believe people need to own gold and silver coins. And if people would like to talk about this and how much to have, 800-878-2646 is our local phone numbers. Those are national, I'm sorry. Anybody can call from anywhere in the U.S. And again, we'll help people understand how to do it and why to do it, but most importantly, how to do it properly.
Right. One of our callers wanted to know how much U.S. dollars you think that a person should have on hand. And I'm like, I don't know. What are they worth? I mean,
you need short-term money. You know, you need to pay your bills. So that's why it's a percentage. Don't put all your wealth in anything, including gold or silver coins.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Sorry, Tim in Michigan, we did not have time to take your call. We're out of time. But like Fred said, man, this 30 minutes just goes by so fast.
If they want to email us, fred at uscoincapital.com, I'll be happy to answer as many questions as we can get to.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Fred. You're always a delight to have on and educational as ever. One of my diehard lock buddies out there. We appreciate that. Thank you. And now I know, see, you love history, and we don't want to see history repeat itself, folks, but I have a feeling we're headed in that direction. Anyway, we will be back tomorrow with our Thursday edition here at the Power Hour. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.